Find your comfortable seat and we'll sit for the practice of Metta Bhavana. So just taking a moment to gently close the eyes and feel the connection of the body to the floor. Feeling that steady seat and the upright spine. So the practice of Metta Bhavana. Metta means love or friendliness or kindness. And Bhavana is to generate the feeling. So loving kindness is how it's often referred to. This practice helps to foster healthy self-esteem, a positive attitude, greater awareness of others, and with regular practice, improved communication and compassion. Just allow the body and the breath to settle. And in this first stage of the practice, we begin by dwelling upon positive feelings that we have for ourselves, upon our good qualities. We can use imagination to help these feelings arise, and we can repeat the phrases silently to ourselves of self-appreciation. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I be filled with loving kindness. And as we repeat these phrases to ourselves, recall the times when you have felt contented, fulfilled, effective, creative and aware of what delights us, or imagine those situations. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be at peace. May I be filled with loving kindness. Feel and imagine yourself this way. Now we move to the second stage of the practice. And here we choose a good friend or a loved one and we bring them into the practice. Naturally feel our positivity expand to include them. Again, using imagination to stimulate the feelings and try to picture our friend or loved one in a pleasant situation, feeling good. And we silently repeat, may they be well. May they be happy. May they be at peace. May they be filled with loving kindness. And try to see them this way. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be at peace. May they be filled with loving kindness. Now in the next stage, we choose a neutral person. So this is someone we are aware of but do not know personally. We do not have any particular like or dislike for them. It could just be somebody we see in our day-to-day life, maybe on a dog walk, in the shop, in the street. We picture this person and we send these same well wishes to them also. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be at peace. And may they be filled with loving kindness. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be at peace. May they be filled with loving kindness. Now in the next stage, we choose someone with whom we find it difficult to communicate or agree with. Someone perhaps we don't like or are currently having problems with. We try to see beyond the present disharmony, realizing that this person too wishes to be happy and to live well. And again, we repeat and we feel and we see this person well, happy and at peace. May they be well. May they be happy. May they be at peace. May they be filled with loving kindness. And now in the final stage, we bring together and see these four people, ourself, our friend, the neutral person, and the person with whom we're having difficulty. See all four, reflecting that we all wish to be happy and well. And we develop the same level of goodwill towards all four. May we all be happy. May we all be well. May we all be at peace. May we all be filled with loving kindness. See all four. May we all be well. May we all be happy. May we all be at peace. May we all be filled with loving kindness. And as we see all four of us in this way, we bring the wider perspective of life all around us into the practice. We think of others in our home and our workplace. And then we go further out to people living in our neighbourhood, our city, our county and our country. Thinking of people everywhere, wishing them well, identifying their happiness with ours. We extend our mind now throughout the world, thinking of all living beings, including the plant and the animal kingdom, all life everywhere. May we all be well. May we all be happy. May we all know peace. May we all be filled with love and kindness. And slowly draw your awareness back to your heart, to your breath. Just notice how you feel as you bring this practice of metta bhavana to a close. Become aware of the body, the contact of the body to the floor, the upright spine. Begin to breathe in a little deeper now. Bring in the hands to prayer pose. We'll complete by chanting Om 3 times together. Take a slightly deeper breath in.